Jesus conquered the grave. Awesome. That's good news for us. Okay, we have a couple of announcements. The Brown Bag Bible Study on Monday won't be meeting because of VBS. And then I have a couple of others here on people we should keep in our prayers this morning. Joe Mattingly died yesterday, and you're to keep Peggy and his family in the Warm House in your prayers. He was on the board of directors for the Warm House for a while, quite a while, I guess. And then keep Laura Downing especially in your prayers. She's new to the church, and she's been in the hospital for heart trouble. We just ask that you have special prayer for her. And also, keep this list on the back of your bulletin that's got all the needs for prayer. And not just by your prayer chair, but try to remember of them often in your daily lives as you go along your way, maybe in your car. Just say a prayer for some of these people on here. They just need your prayer.
Adela, may I lift something up?
Sure.
Jamie and I, as you know, directed church camp this last week, and we had 9 or 10 of our kids here at the church go.
Nine
total kids go from this church, and including Jamie and me, that's 11. And so that was supposed to be funny, Idella, but I think it kind of fell off.
Sorry.
Kind of fell off the boat there, but anyway. I just have to say, I mean, we're exhausted. Obviously, we had counselors. 4 or 5 counselors from this church. We're all exhausted, but it is a great joy. You know, one of the youth it's interesting because the churches that we have pastored, a lot of those youth come to our church camp, which is really, really great. And one of them from Liberty said, "Eric, how long have you been doing this?" And I said, "Well, it's been 10 years, and we were talking about it, and it made me realize the 6th graders, our first year, are now 22 years old. And that kind of sent shivers down my spine. And then, of course, the 8th graders are around 24 years old now. And I, in that conversation, I was thinking, wow, I wonder what they're doing now. I wonder, you know, as they look back, well, we have heard many times that, praise God, that church camp was a cornerstone in their life, a key turning point in their life when they realized that God loved them and had great and awesome plans for their life. And it was just left up to them to take that step of faith. And so we celebrate. We have a joy of church camp, and we thank all the counselors that went with us to do that. And it is just a joy and an honor to be a part of those youth's lives. So I just wanted to lift that up. Thank you.
Let's bow our heads in a word of prayer. Dear Father in heaven, we praise you, and we praise you especially for your sovereignty and your power and your strength. You alone are worthy of our praise, and we have immense gratitude for your grace, your love, and your mercy. We're especially thankful for your Son Jesus, who showed us the way, the truth, and the light, and who died to pay the penalty for our sins. We are grateful to be your children and heirs with Jesus of eternal life. We praise you this morning for your Holy Spirit, who will dwell in us if we just ask him to come in. And we appreciate the guidance we receive from your word. Help us by your Holy Spirit to live lives pleasing to you. Help us to have love and concern for others, especially our Christian brothers in need. We lift up our prayers for all those mentioned and those in our bulletin, and we also lift up our youth. We praise you for them, and we ask your blessings to continue with them. And we also ask that you'd be in the healing and of spirits and bodies of those in need. We ask also that you'd be with us this morning as we open up our mind to your Spirit and the word that's here for us this morning. Help us to take it home with us and apply it to our lives. All this we ask in the name of Jesus. Amen. We now have a song this morning from a young lady named Taylor Witcher. Be prepared to be blessed.